page 45. Lesson 4. Before you read. In 1997, an Indian-American, Kalpana Chawla, was part of the international crew aboard the U.S. Space Shuttle Columbia, becoming the first woman born in India to go into space. Sadly, the second mission in Columbia ended in tragedy. An Indian-American woman in space, Kalpana Chawla. 1. A space shuttle is a spacecraft that is made for repeated space travel, unlike a rocket, for example, between Earth and a space station. 2. Use a dictionary to do the tasks here. 1. Find out the meaning of the following words and phrases. Look up the words underlined in the phrases. A. Naturalized U.S. citizen. Blank. B. Space. Blank. C. Frontiers of space. Blank. D. Aboard. Blank. E. Lift off. How is it different from takeoff? Blank. F. Crew. Blank. 2. Notice the spellings of these words in this lesson. Airplane. Program. This is how these words are spelt in American English. How are they spelt in British English? Page 46. A news report. Tragedy in space. U.S. Space Shuttle Columbia breaks into flames. In an unprecedented space tragedy, U.S. Space Shuttle Columbia carrying Indian-born American astronaut Kalpana Chawla and six others broke apart in flames as it streaked over Texas towards its landing strip on Saturday, 1st February 2003, killing all seven on board. The shuttle lost contact with NASA at about 9 a.m. as it came in for landing. It was flying at an altitude of over 200,000 feet and traveling at over 20,000 km per hour when ground control lost contact with the shuttle. Columbia had lifted off on 16 January 2003 from the Kennedy Space Center, Florida. It had stayed in orbit for 16 days and the seven-member crew conducted 80 experiments before it began its downward journey, which ended in tragedy. This was Columbia's 28th space flight and the shuttle was said to be good for 100 flights. 1. Kalpana Chawla said that she never dreamed, as a child in Karnal, that she would cross the frontiers of space. It was enough that her parents allowed her to attend engineering college after she graduated from Tagore School. 2. After a Bachelor's of Science degree in Aeronautical Engineering, against great opposition from her father, she went for a Master's degree to the United States of America. She later earned her PhD in Aerospace Engineering. Kalpana Chawla was the first Indian-American woman astronaut to blast off from the launch pad at Cape Canaveral, Florida, and participate in a successful mission in space. Her family from India cheered along with staff at the Kennedy Space Center as they watched the Columbia lift off. Page 47. 3. Kalpana was born in Karnal, Haryana, but was naturalized U.S. citizen, married to flight instructor Jean Pierre Harrison. Besides being an astronaut, she was licensed to fly single and multi-engine land airplanes, single-engine seaplanes and gliders. She was also a certified flight instructor. After qualifying as a pilot, Kalpana began to consider another challenge, applying to NASA's Space Shuttle program. She was first hired as a research scientist at NASA. In 1994, she was selected by NASA for training as an astronaut. Page 48, 4. When asked what it was like being a woman in her field, she replied, "I really never ever thought, while pursuing my studies or doing anything else, that I was a woman or a person from a small city or a different city. I pretty much had my dreams like anyone else, and I followed them. And people who were around me, fortunately, always encouraged me and said, if that's what you want to do, carry on. 5. Kalpana's first space mission in the Space Shuttle Columbia was 15 days, 16 hours and 34 minutes long. During this time, she went around the Earth 252 times, traveling 10.45 million kilometers. The crew included a Japanese and a Ukrainian astronaut. The crew performed experiments such as pollinating plants to observe food growth in space and tests for making stronger metals and faster computer chips, all for a price tag of about $56 million. 6. On the Saturday night when the news about the Columbia disaster broke, there was a shock and disbelief. The town of Karnal spent a sleepless night as thousands of households stayed glued to their television sets in the hope that Kalpana and the crew had somehow survived.
Page 49.
A journalist wrote, "She was a heroine. It takes enormous ability to become an astronaut. You need to know a lot about everything, from biology to astrophysics to aeronautical engineering. In this age of super specialization, you must have encyclopedic knowledge to be an astronaut. Her achievement is awe-inspiring." Page 50. 7. For millions of young Indians, the story of Kalpana Chawla, a girl from a small town who touched the skies, had become an inspiration. In a message that she sent from aboard the Space Shuttle Columbia to students of her college in Chandigarh, Kalpana said, "The path from dreams to success does exist. May you have the vision to find it, the courage to get onto it. Wishing you a great journey. There will surely be many of who start off on this journey to fulfill their dreams." Adapted from Span January-February 1998. Working with the text. A. Answer the following questions. Question number 1. Where was Kalpana Chawla born? Why is she called an Indian American? 3. 2. When and why did she go to the US? Who did she marry? 2. 3. 3. How did she become an astronaut? What gave her the idea that she could be an astronaut? 3. 4. What abilities must an astronaut have, according to the journalist? 6. 5. Describe Kalpana Chawla's first mission in space. 5. 6. What does Kalpana Chawla say about pursuing a dream? Do you agree with her that success is possible?
7.
Page 51. B. Read the newspaper report to find the following facts about the Columbia ill-fated voyage. 1. Date and place of liftoff. Blank. 2. Number of astronauts on board. Blank. 3. Number of days it stayed in space. Blank. 4. Number of experiments done by scientists. Blank. 5. Date of return journey. Blank. 6. Height at which it lost contact. Blank. Working with language. A. Match the following. 1. Unprecedented space tragedy. 2. Certified flight instructor. 3. Space mission. 4. Super specialization. 5. Encyclopedic knowledge. 6. Awe-inspiring. 7. In this age. And you have to match with the following. Something that causes feelings of respect and wonder. 2. Having knowledge of a wide variety of subjects. 3. nowadays, in these times. 4. A set of jobs to be done in space by a group. 5. A person with the correct qualification to teach people to fly planes. 6. A sad accident of a kind that has never happened before in space. 7. Great expertise in a limited field or a particular subject. Page 52. B. Use these phrases in sentence of your own after finding out their meanings. 1. Broke apart. 2. Streaked over. 3. Spread across. 4. Lifted off. 5. Blast off. 6. Went on. 7. Cheered along. 8. On board. 9. Carry on. C. We add un, which is UN, to make opposites. For example, true dash untrue. Add UN to the words below to make their opposites. Then look up the meanings of the words you have formed in the dictionary. 1. Identified. 2. Controlled. 3. Attended. 4. Successful. 5. Important. 6. Educated. 7. Interesting. 8. Qualified. 9. Trained. 10. Answerable. Speaking. In her message to students of her college, Kalpana Chawla said, "May you have the vision to find the path from dreams to success. Wishing you a great journey." Form pairs. Use "may you" and "I wish you" or "wishing you" to wish your partner good luck and success in 1. A sports event, 2. A quiz or a competition, and 3. A test or examination. Be sure to thank your partner when she or he wishes you in turn. You may also look up a telephone directory or go to a post office and get a list in English and Hindi of standard phrases that can be sent in greeting telegrams anywhere in India. Discuss which of these you might use and when. Compare the English and Hindi phrases for expressing good wishes. Do you know such phrases in any other language? Page 53. Writing. A. Do you have a dream or something you very much wish to do? Write a paragraph saying what you want or wish to do. Then say in another paragraph how you think you can make your dream come true. B. Given here some words that are spelt differently in British and American English, fill in the blanks accordingly. These are the British words, of which you have to write the American words. Color, counselor, center, realize, offense. And these are the American words. You have to write the British spellings. Labor, traveler, theater, organize, defense.